if there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There is no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, chill show tonight, not much happening. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? I am Jacob, says, I don't know what this is about. I don't know who this person is, but the hair on the guy standing next to the liar is a criminal offense. Well, that is clavicular. That is clavicular mugging. He is now mugging in literal mugs because he went to jail. Charged with a felony. That's unfortunate because he's been charged because on stream he asked some guy for non-prescription Adderall, like illegal street Adderall or whatever, contraband Adderall, which Adderall is a drug for ADHD and attention, but it's also speed, it's also amphetamines at a very low dose, if you will. So there is some degree of circulation on the streets. Jay-Z B. Masso says, hi, JF. Robert says, what an intro. Yes, I like this intro. It's a little off in terms of the style of the show, but I like being off. Musk accuses Bannon of World of Warcraft gold money laundering tied to Epstein file, revealing his 2010 Battle.net account, Xbox Live ban, and emails with Blizzard CEO about games and dinners. Musk claimed that Bannon, who ran a World of Warcraft gold trading firm from 2005 to 2007, using Chinese farmers, helped criminals like Epstein clean money via the game's black market, while Epstein and Bannon later exchanged emails on crypto and media. Skeptics, including XAI's Grok, dismissed the laundering link as unproven speculation with no direct evidence. I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I didn't know there could be such a thing as a World of Warcraft money laundering scheme. It makes sense because there's a lot of money flow in there. So it makes sense as a possibility, but I don't know that that's true. But there is something weird in this Bannon-Jeff Epstein link. How they got so close that Bannon was filming a documentary about him. Terror Eyes says, charged with a felony versus convicted, the state always goes hard. Yeah, I mean, in the end, it's him on a stream. There's a guy that presents Adderall pills to him. It seems like perhaps even a framing of some sort, because it's like he was shown the pills. We'll have a look at the scene. But then, so clavicular, I saw him on the understand being accused by the judge that this has all happened on stream. Yuan says, how did Elon Musk turn the Epstein files into Reddit wars? Let's have a look at some video. Broad daylight robbery attempt. Attackers block a moving car, but the guy drives over them. See? They try to get out of their car. They expect that you will stop. But this guy just decided, I'm not stopping. This is a trap. So they expect you to be kind and to be compliant. But your life may depend on you not being compliant.
Oh, Maxi wound. They need a muscle.
I'm not getting in trouble today. They count on your naivete. They count on the fact that you will not do what this guy has done. Meanwhile, a Hollywood-level shootout in Italy. Masked thieves trying to... They were in overalls trying to unleash Kalashnikov fire on the police to detonate a cash vehicle. I think they were trying to rob a cash vehicle.
Guarda. Guarda.
Detonation.
Hanno rubato il furgone.
A true gangster Guarda. Operation.
Guarda. Cristo santo. Hanno fatto scappare... Scoppiare in diretta, guardali.
So they detonated the truck with the hope of taking cash. The heist has failed. Two arrested, others escaped by robbing passing motorists. Wow. Pretty intense action with this. Physical money. The only thing more powerful than hate is love. Bad Bunny. The Bad Bunny performance at the football. How do they call it? The Super Bowl. So people have been commenting a lot about it. Look, I think it's just time we accept that America is a part of Mexico now. Let's drop the US behind. It's just been taken over absolutely by Mexicans.
God bless America! Sea Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay, Bolivia.
I mean, this is an American show of the US. This is not like we're not watching Cable 17 Spanish specials, okay? We're looking at a mainstream USA event.
Peru, Ecuador, Brazil, Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana.
I think we just have to abandon the US as lost territory. Just mark it as a loss. Let's get done with it. I don't really care about this Bad Bunny. And people were trying to make a whole case of not watch. They were saying we're not watching the Super Bowl this year. We're watching the TPUSA show instead. The split of America really is what it is. I don't care either way. It's not like the TPUSA alternative is particularly fantastic. Juan Mi says the name of Mexico is United States too. Oh, is that what Mexico mean in some language? End of the line, Joel says, the Erica twerk ball. Erica coming in. With the fireworks. Oh, and those memes have been rough. Because they are so true. The way Erica is like coming in as a star with the fireworks behind. Rodi Lacid says, indeed, America is or has already been taken over by Latinos. This is why Israel is pushing hard to put into place leaders who are also pro-Israel. Claudia Sheinbaum, really, not even hiding it. I guess I had never seen it that way. But if you understand the USA as a non-white country, you know, then what's happening to the USA is exactly what's happening with all the South American country and Mexico. It's like, it's not different. It's regular course that Israel puts its people in place and the U.S. just happened to have been targeted maybe a little faster, maybe a little earlier than the other countries. But when you look at the history of the U.S., this is what's been going on. I mean, if you look at the arrival of Jews after World War II, and then you have, what do we have between 1945 and 1990? It is the use of American intelligence agencies to subvert political movements in the American South. And who was doing this? I mean, I don't even know. I guess we would have to dig the history, but very, very possibly, this was already a very early influence of Israeli interest into the way the American government works. And so it dates back a long time, because I've been wondering, why is America such an eagle, a warmonger? Why is the American system so interested at controlling what happens in Southern America? And it would all make sense if it was through basically what the Israeli state interest have today succeeded at doing in terms of placing their people in position, in terms of placing people like Milley, who goes to kiss the wall. It all makes sense. And then you understand that a very harsh truth to take, but maybe we're wrong. Maybe we're wrong in thinking of the U.S. as a Christian white nation, historically. Perhaps it's never been, or it's been so long away, so long ago in the past, that it's not even worth being attached to that concept anymore. You know, maybe that's a way to see it. Yeah, I'm willing to consider that hypothesis. Tracy says, this is Peter Thiel's alt account. I'm just here to monitor JF. Oh yeah, I'm getting monitored. They just wrote a piece in 24 hours about me in Quebec, mainstream media in Quebec, saying that I was a particularly dangerous individual. And they got all these university people specialized in radicalism, and they're like, he's especially dangerous because he has credibility. Unlike the other right wingers, he has done an education. At this point, why don't you just shut up and engage with my arguments? I mean, what is so scary about this? Well, like, he's so dangerous because he has credibility. Well, you know, maybe that means I'm going to say things that are true. Or maybe if I'm wrong about these things, maybe you could just argue about it and prove me that I'm wrong. No. We're just going to label you dangerous. I mean, I was laughing my ass off reading this piece. It's so empty. And that's why the mainstream media will never recover. It will never recover the death of the boomers. Because it's like, who would want to read this? A bunch of university professors from Department of Shit Sociology analyzing JF rather than engaging with his arguments. Who wants to read this? There's no demand for this. So these guys are really selling these articles. I don't know who's buying it. I don't know who's ordering. I want an article against JF, but this is not public demand. There is no one who wants to read an article that doesn't engage with any arguments, that just smears people. Terror Eyes says, Nick Fuentes isn't the present. He is our past and future with this new historical understanding. I like it. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, there was a contentious history for control of the U.S. between what I consider myself part of, which is the Northwestern European nucleus, versus the Hispanics. I mean, there's been constant war at the beginning of the history of the U.S., taking back some sections of the U.S. and losing them and winning them back. So when you think about it, it's like maybe it's we're just still in it. And when you look at the Super Bowl, what are they saying? What is this? You know, yelling all of the Latino countries on the camera. This is a message. This is we are still in a war. You may not understand it. You may not know it. You may not have realized it, but we're taking over. And they're right. They're absolutely right. And so that's why in my heart, I'm progressively just abandoning the U.S. Too bad. I mean, it was good while it lasted. But we're going to have to abandon it or large fractions of it at some point. So, like, it sucks, but it is what it is. Palantir Art says, I gave myself a 3-day weekend and then just got stoned and made softcore porn with Grok. Imagine the whole time, meant to do at least some productive things. I have an obscene amount of clutter and I need to swap parts out of one of my computers. I think I will at least do the computer shit after work tonight. While people lead a miserable life. Can you imagine? This guy follows me on Twitter and his name is Palantir Heart. That's worrying. Wow. Can you imagine you're alone in your house? No one loves you. And you're like, Grok, generate me a sexy woman. Wow. Wow, that is sad, bro. That is sad, bro. And then you start thinking about how you need to buy these new pieces for your computer to keep working, but you can't buy them because the RAM has all been stolen by the very AI corporation that you rely on to generate your soft porn. Ouch! Bro, ouch! This is sad. Juan Mi says, Latins had no interest in going to Germanic America. U.S. brought Latin America to abject misery and then mocked us about it. When Argentinians can choose, they choose to go to Italy, France, or Spain, long before they even look America's way. I understand. And if I was from South America, I would have a grip with the U.S. I mean, the U.S. has been imperial. It has not been imperial in the way it has been in Afghanistan or Iraq. But basically, equally worse is the subversion of political movement by intelligence agencies, because that messes with the internal process of your society. It declares fake winners. And when you start doing this to a society, you destroy its whole culture, because there is no more way to rise locally but to serve the higher imperial regime. So you end up having the politicians that are winning are corrupt. They are serving foreign interests. And it creates a society of corruption. The Bad Bunny halftime show versus Turning Point USA alternative highlights a divided nation. So that was the Bad Bunny show. It's amazing how every time there is a Super Bowl show, there is some controversy about it. Dates back to the Janet Jackson boo. I mean, wow. Back in those days, things were good. Things were good when Janet Jackson's wardrobe defect exposed a boob that somehow was pre-equipped with a starfish metal piece. And society was naive back then, because it's like, either you were scandalized by it or you were not. But things were simple. See, everything revolved around the boob of Janet Jackson. Bird Flu says that was totally on purpose. Well, it would be my guess, because it's like there's basically a choreographic movement to expose our boob, and then the boob is pre-equipped with a metal starfish. I mean, that looks like this is part of the performance. But I guess that the young people today will not know the Janet Jackson boob event. But for people like me of my age, this was a foundational event in the media world. You know, it's amazing that I remember it. Sean says, lol, I remember watching that at like 13. It was crazy. Yeah, I mean, the movement itself was not crazy. I mean, it's just that I think they tried to argue that it was an accident. They tried to apologize, saying, oh, yeah, it was an accident. And then, well, what is an accident? What is... Is it something that they had decided to do, but then they couldn't stand by it? We have female instincts here being reawakened. You know, these women who don't want any children. They put a baby in this woman's hands, and now she fell in love with the idea of children. Yeah, well, stop pursuing career stuff and start making babies. You have direct availability. You can literally go in a bar, pick up any guy. And you're going to have one just like this in 9 months from now.
I'm going to get my tears on the baby. Right. Oh, you look beautiful. I can't look down.
Look at her. What's her name?
She's like, yeah, why is it open?
Oh, my God. I need to have a kid. I need to have it. I want to take my top off and have skin-to-skin contact.
Bro, it's like they... Yeah, reset factory settings. Yeah, those are our biological factory settings. They came back. Hassan is complaining that we're not in a liberal world anymore. Well, Hassan, who broke the liberal world? The liberals. So it's like, yeah, don't complain that, oh, we are under fascism now. You guys started this. You guys started this from liberal institutions by liberals. You instaured a system of oppression against people who were disagreeing with this or that, vaccines. Political thought, right-wingers, parents who are worried about what their children are learning at school. You were a fascist against these people. Now you're complaining that fascism is back, but from the other side. But you broke the social contract of liberalism. I was all in for a liberal society, but at least be liberal with my conservative thoughts. But you couldn't be that. You wanted to break our business, to keep us from working on the internet, to censor us. You wanted to stop us from talking about the truths that we think are important, like vaccines and ethnicity and all those things. So you broke the liberal contract, Hassan. And now you're complaining that it's coming to bite your way. The entire Western world has dropped all notion that they care about liberal humanitarian values over protecting Israel's genocide and apartheid. Hopefully this is eye-opening for those who couldn't see it for decades. Well, yeah, you know, I've been trying to say these things, but the non-liberal world that you guys created has kept me from saying it. So here we have the arrest, I guess, of a pro-Palestinian protester. Hey! Seems to be in England, maybe, or the US. Maybe it's New York. Do they say where it is? Yeah, typically in British police don't go that hard. That looks like American police. But I hear English accents. All right, well. Arrest. Deportation, operations by ICE. Here, that's another example of liberal intolerance against the right. So this woman was there to support life. So she is anti-abortion. And you see the liberals are suggesting that, oh, look, she's beautiful. So maybe she should get raped.
This is my city. What are you doing here? You're trying to antagonize people, so go the fuck away. It's simple. Go the fuck away.
She's so pretty. Go home. Why don't we just let her get raped right now?
Why don't we just let her get raped? This is how the leftist mind works. This is how, at the heart of the liberal woman, is a jealousy of sexual desirability, a jealousy against success. So this woman right here is desirable for men. The woman suggesting that she get raped, the liberal pro-abortion woman, is suggesting that she should get raped, because if she get raped and becomes pregnant, then she will be bound to carry the baby through her pro-life belief. Now, that sums up so much of the collaboration between the female liberal left and criminality. Deep down, the liberal left female is fine with the criminality. The criminality is a tool for them. It can maintain a state of poverty. They kind of feel part of the class of the criminals, although they may not commit crimes, you know, as white, liberal, well-off woman. They get their little job at the government, but they're fine with the environment of crimes. They just don't want it to happen to themselves. And they see the army of reserve that they have as the criminals, as being a force that keeps a law and order state from emerging, therefore keeps them into female liberalism. That's how all big liberal cities work. That's how females think. They think, at least this woman who's more beautiful than me, she's going to be the first raped. That's how a liberal female thinks. At least she's, you know, like, because this is a system that exists in biology. The flock of birds, why do they fly together? I mean, there is massive disadvantage at being together. Consider the amount of food in any given patch. There is a natural pressure for the flock of bird to disperse, because wherever there's food, you don't want to have 30 seagulls with you stealing the food from you, because it's rare, you want it for yourself. So the natural state is dispersal. But why do we have flocking? Well, some very intense biologists thought about this between the 1930s and 1960s, and the answer is, there are other pressures, like predators. And as far as the food, you may be able to afford dividing. But what you want to divide for sure, what is a better division than the food division in a flock, is the risk of predator division. Because if you're in a flock of 100, the wolf that comes, or whatever predator that comes, could be a human hunter or whatever, he can only take one or two seagulls out of the 100. So yes, you lost maybe a few bits of food by being in the flock, but you reduce your risk of being eaten by a wolf by 98%. That is the gain of the flock. Now, follow me here. Don't lose me here. Don't lose the train of thought. This is very important. I believe that female liberalism is the human equivalent of the bird flock. Female liberalism, when you look at it, what do they want to do? They want to stay in the big city. What do they not care about so much? They don't care that much about criminality. And what is the feature of these women? They are less desirable. I mean, you can see it in video. They are more ugly. So what do they need? They need a flock of defense, and they don't care that much about their being predators because their insurance strategy is not to run away from the predators. It's to guarantee a flock around them, to create a buffer with the predators. So that's why liberal women are capable, just like birds. Birds aren't voting the wolves out of existence. Birds have found a different solution. They have settled onto an evolutionary strategy that we're going to accept that the wolf is there. We're not going to fight the wolf. In fact, we're going to be completely defenseless against the wolf. I mean, compare this to the rhino. The rhino said, I need a horn on my nose because when a predator comes in, I need to kick his ass. The bird said, I'm going to be absolutely victimizable and easily grabbed by any wildcat or wolf or whatever. But my strategy will be the guarantee of the flock. I'm going to divide my risk 98. I'm going to dilute my risk 98%. That will be enough. I think that this scene right here is exactly what's happening here. We literally have one of the birds justifying her flock insurance. Look at this.
People should go the fuck away. Go the fuck away. Go the fuck away. It's simple. Go the fuck away. Go home.
Why don't we just... So she is a young liberal. She's just trying to get her out, but she's just really she's not really interested at her getting out or home. She's interested at shutting her down. Shutting down the flock mentality that exists in her perceived city, in her perceived flock. And then you have the other old woman that comes and lays it out. Lays out the flock insurance theory.
Better get pregnant. Of course, to have a baby. That'd be great.
So it would be great if she got raped, because then she would realize that she needs to join the flock. It's like as if the bird of the flock was saying, wouldn't it be great that this one bird that seems a little too independent out there, he seems to be tempted at leaving the flock. Hey, bird. Wouldn't it be fun if the wolf ate you? That way you would realize how much you needed to stay in the flock. Why do I want you to stay in the flock? Because for every bird in the flock, I get one more insurance, one more defense against the next wolf. This is what we're seeing right here, I'm pretty sure. And I'm pretty sure it explains most of the liberal female phenomenon. The dependence on the city, the dependence on social networks, the lack of care about the criminality on their own street, the lack of care about the fact that politicians are fully cooperative with this criminality. It's because they've chosen a different way of life. They've chosen flock insurance. And the only thing that can break their system is if people unsubscribe to the flock insurance. So they do everything they can to keep people in the flock. That is what they have to work on. Kids Dead says, is it possible that I just gained IQ points from listening to you cook? Well, you know, I didn't even want to talk about this, but it struck me as we were watching the video. And this has been in my mind, in the back of my mind for a while. But it struck me as I was playing the video to you guys.
Hey, I would carry full term.
Yeah. And so she says, I would carry it full term.
Oh, you would, and you'd be traumatized for life.
And see, these all leftist concepts of trauma, you would be traumatized. Well, it's like you're saying she would be traumatized by a crime that you just threatened. So you want the threat, you want the trauma, because you want to impose the flock insurance. You want to keep everyone paying collectively with you in the flock insurance. I think we got it, guys. I think that's what's happening.
She's traumatized already.
I'm not the one who looks traumatized
here.
Yeah,
you can go. Here. You can go. You're right. You can go. We're going to stay together. We're going to stay together the rest of the day.
How do you say you're for women, but then
we're
going to
stay together? Shut the fuck up, bitch.
How would
They're not for women. They're for women that are willing to join the flock. All right, what do we have? Clavicular was caught and charged with a felony. Let's see his appearance in court.
It indicates that it was one loose pill. Additionally, I would point out that there's information in the Form 4 that Mr. Peters had been live streaming himself approaching individuals in Old Town Scottsdale asking if he could obtain Adderall.
That's me.
So there he is, and someone comes with pills.
Holy fuck.
You want some good stuff?
It indicates that it was a one loose pill.
Okay, so I guess this, it sucks really, because I am not for severe punishment for drugs, although it is criminal. I think in an ideal world, people could consume drugs, and as long as they don't hurt anyone else than themselves in the process, I would want a world in which we don't pursue this in court. But it's unquestionable that in our current world it is illegal, and so Clavicular will get probably some form of punishment. However, I think he has a good case in terms of arguing that it was minimally hurtful to society. I think he has a good case that it was just a one-off thing, that he didn't think about it. Kid's Dad says, can logging get you out of legal trouble, or does looks maxing have its limit? Well, people were commenting on the Discord today, on my Discord channel. And by the way, if you'd like to chat with us, join us on Discord. And if you want to join the private room where I'm always there all day answering to your specific questions, join the Patreon or the Subscribestar at the $20 level, and you'll get an invitation to the general patrons room. But you can also just come for free if you want to be on the server. Someone on the server said that Clavicular has pushed his looks maxing into prison maxing, which, you know, arguably it does give you some sort of street cred. So maybe it puts him in a good position to be with those bad girls, you know, kind of like a little bit of that tough guy dysfunctional type of thing. That will get you a segment of the woman population. And maybe Clavicular wants to specialize in this. That's a respectable direction. Michael Tracy reports, federal prosecutor interviewed the Marquis Epstein survivor, Virginia Roberts Guffrey, and found virtually all of her most signature claims, which it's no exaggeration to say spawned the entire Epstein mythology as we know it, were utterly non-credible. Her claims to have been trafficked to prominent individuals, not credible. are claims that Epstein surreptitiously recorded sexual encounters for blackmail not credible. What they do find is that she repeatedly lied about key events, sensationalized stories in public media appearance, and made up fake death threats against her. So that's something. Yeah, I think that Virginia Giuffre certainly was a very mentally broken woman. I would not trust her on her words. And in fact, after the fact, way later in her own private life, she got into all sorts of trouble around her husband, and then made up some things about being hit by a bus and being hurt, and then died, I believe. I believe she's dead now. But she had this kind of hysterical female behavior when she was appearing publicly, and I do think that she was on that picture. I do think that she probably engaged in prostitution with Prince Andrew or whoever it was, whoever that guy was. But I think that she was just more agentic in it than presented by her and presented by the media. Lapidus says, Jeff, are you aware of the Dutroux affair? They busted a satanic pedo ring in Belgium in the 90s. It was real, real, not just real in their minds. Yeah, the Dutroux, I mean, I don't know the details of his story, but he was featured in a sketch of Dieudonné, and because I really love the stand-up comedy of Dieudonné, I am aware of his story. Because Dieudonné was pointing out, you know, when you speak up against Israeli state and terrorists, it's worse than being a pedophile. And there was a sketch where he was comparing his situation to Dutroux, where he was like, well, I guess I should just have raped children. I would have had less troubles. So yes, I know that it exists. I mean, this guy, Dutroux, so he was a serial, basically, abuser, kidnapper, and murderer, if I understand correctly. Ked's Dad says he was a fixer, not a blackmail ring. Also, the woman involved the ad agency. Absolutely. I think it's just a case where most of these cases were probably just adult woman prostitutes. Now, I'm sure that there may have been occasions where he went at the border of legality and below. And, okay, I condemn this. But it's very different from what people want to frame him as. You know, there's a lot of... Now, when I try to kind of half defend Jeff Epstein in that way, just I'm mostly trying to defend reality because people are hysterical about him. Now, definitely, like when I look at this email, that's an email that makes me say something weird was going on here. Jeff Epstein says, "How do we deal with the frozen white tuna?" And someone answered, and by the way, why are these people protected? Like, I want to know who that is, and why was my name not protected? What the fuck is this? How does that work exactly? So the guys that are actually engaged in the suspicious conversations, their names are hidden. My name is not hidden. How does that work? How do I get that black bar onto my name? I don't know. Maybe I'm just not hanging out with the right people. Jerky will be with me when I get to ISJ. I can come tomorrow and take care of white tuna if you'd like. I'm due back in NYC by this evening. I mean, frozen white tuna. Did they have a body in the freezer? I mean, it's super hard to judge. Because if you took all of the emails of someone, there will always be some things that after the fact looked very, very sus. But it could be very trivial, you know. Maybe frozen white tuna was a code for cocaine or speeds or whatever. But it does seem that they're speaking in codes for some illegal reason. Now, I'm worried that frozen white tuna, did that mean they had a frozen human body in a freezer? I don't know. I have no clue. Le Pleron says, based on passport photos and paperwork, Jeffrey Epstein appears to have been issued Russian visas in at minimum 2002, 3, 4, 6, 7, 11, 14, 15, and 18. This one valid till 2021. Well, yeah, it's not particularly hard, I think, to receive a Russian visa if you're a millionaire. I think it's about $1 million, and you can basically buy a Russian visa. I think it's one of the rules in Russia. If you have $1 million, you can get a right to visit immediately. LA taxpayers spent $418 million on homeless programs in 2025. Los Angeles spent about $418 million on homelessness. A recent City Hall report suggests most of the money supports short-term services that manage homelessness rather than resolve it. This is all a big flow of money to women social workers, to companies that are offering pads and covers and whatever. Like, can you imagine all this money flow? Can you imagine how much the companies that are selling pee pads or poo pads and, oh, we need 100,000 of these. We have so much needs in the population. And can you imagine all of the food industry that's just being paid lavish amounts of money to produce these little free food for homeless stuff? And then the social workers at the free heroin syringe, you know, stop by. I mean, it's all a big scam to pass money into the local community. And it doesn't resolve the problem of homelessness. In fact, all of these people are, in a way, very much invested in preserving homelessness. Because as long as there's homeless people, the social workers are getting their job, the food purveyors are getting paid their check for purveying the food to the homeless. It's just like the baby daycares where there's no children. It's an excuse to pass in money. Ked's dad says Ronald Lader is in the email 73 times. Then his son in-law is nominated for Fed Reserve chairman. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not because you're in the files that you've committed something wrong. Like, I'm in the files. I am in the files. As someone was pointing out, there was a lady on media, and she was saying, she appeared publicly, and she was saying, you're kind of a loser if you're not in the Epstein file. Saint Finidas says, how did Epstein become so rich? Well, Epstein, as far as we know, became rich because he was part of the Jewish networks of the academia, mathematics, you know, being given jobs based on his contacts. So he wasn't rich then. But eventually, because of his network of social contacts, He received a lot of money from very rich people, including his friend who was the owner of Victoria's Secret. And they were giving him the money so that he can manage it on the market and use his math skills, kind of, to profit. So he was basically a speculator, and he was trusted by a handful of Jewish billionaires to manage a part of their money. And he was taking their money, and it was becoming his money for many years. So when you are in that situation, it wouldn't be surprising that he had opportunities to collect a percentage of whatever he was generating for them. So he probably accumulated in his own name a certain amount of wealth just from these transfers. Basically, what he was operating, you could say, he was safe harboring money from rich people into tax havens and into speculation havens. So basically, as long as these people could get rid of that money, he was bringing it at a place where he could profit on it. And he was giving them back only much later. So when you are at the heart of this flow of money, of course you're going to become rich, because you're going to chop a little bit of it. You're going to keep some for yourself. You're going to lie maybe about, oh, I got that much profit for you. But in reality, you've made a little more profit, but you keep some for yourself. Or maybe, you know, the person says, well, you made so much money for me, I'm going to leave a percentage of the profit for you. So that is how I think most of the money of Epstein came. But yes, there is also this Ghislaine Maxwell connection. So I don't know exactly at which point in his life he meets Ghislaine Maxwell, but Ghislaine Maxwell comes from a rich Mossad family that somehow they were Mossad and also book editors, providing the school books for the whole of America. So the father of Maxwell was making his money in book editing and selling at high price to schools and youth across America. So I guess that Ghislaine Maxwell coming in also enriched him. I don't know whether she gave him money or whether their partnership was more just based on collaboration, and then she was keeping her money. But somehow all of this taken together must explain the wealth of Jeff Epstein. Saint Phineas says he grew up in Brooklyn. He probably knew the mafia too. Yeah, he had really this New York mafia style to him, right? And just in the way he was acting and in his boldness. Feds have charged 158 anti-ICE agitators with federal crimes in Minnesota. Since the start of the Trump administration, Operation Metro Surge in Minnesota, federal prosecutors have reportedly charged 158 agitators with federal crimes, including FACE Act violations, conspiracy charges, obstruction of federal agents. Some of the offenses carry penalties of up to 20 years in prison. Well, it's good that this is happening, because these people, these places, these local places of revolution, of leftist revolution, they are becoming just places of criminality, places of challenging of the application of federal law. And it's not going to be Minnesota ever. It's not never going to be. These people are never going to be arrested by their local or state police. So it has to be that you go in with federal agents, you check if they violate the law, and when they attack your federal agents, then you catch them in the process, and then you charge them with very high penalties. But it has to happen at the federal level. Because unfortunately, there's this development of a relationship between the leftist states, the Democrat city administration, and their criminal networks, and their anti-federal network. So the only resolution is if we go in and arrest them through the federal arm. Le Playroom says, early post-war ties, Maxwell emerged after World War II as a publisher with unusual access to Eastern Bloc scientists. Through Pergamon Press, he became a major conduit for Soviet scientific and technical publications into the West, an area tightly controlled by Soviet authorities and typically requiring political trust. Robert Maxwell was sometimes literally called the Soviet's man in the West. Yeah, I mean, this is the story of the traveling of the Jews, really. It's like they are in the Soviet system. They travel West during World War II. They then travel West to America during and after World War II. And through this migration, they have carried places of control in finances and in intellectual endeavors. So that is the history. And yes, there was a time where the Soviet system was a producer of science. I've done my own doctorate in a field in which if I go back to 1960s, I need to refer to Russian articles. So I come from a line of researchers that start with some Russian researchers that were finding certain parts of the mesencephalon in cats were involved in locomotion and respiration. Eventually, that led to a line of Swedish scientists who specialized in this. And eventually, that led to my thesis director, who taught me about the equivalent brain regions in the lamprey. So I myself come from a line of intellectual descent that comes from Russia, ultimately, from research done in Russia in the 1960s. Where they were literally cutting, and this you can't do in, you can't really do this anymore much, unless you have a very good reasons to do it. But back then they were literally cutting the whole of the brain of the cat, putting it out, and then they were keeping the rest of the body with only the lower brain, the brainstem and the spinal cord. And they were stimulating with electrodes in the mesencephalon part. And you can get a cat to walk. You can get a whole body of a cat to walk and have some degree of posture and have the basic behaviors that you expect from a cat without a brain. And that led to the discovery of the mesencephalic locomotor area, which I've made my thesis on. All of this to say that, yes, there is intellectual descent that moves from Russia to Germany to the US, and the Jews did a lot of that cross-pollinating of societies. Juan Mi says, my lineage is the most unimpressive commoner if ever. I'm probably breaking the chain because I got lucky with a couple mutations. Well, good for you, good for you. You know, I don't come from an intellectual family at all. And yet I have pursued intellectual endeavor. So I don't even have the conception that intellectuals are good, that like I'm better than the rest of my family. In fact, in a way, I think I'm worse. In a way, I think it is very self-punishing to be pursuing things like mathematics or knowledge or truth. I mean, look at how much shit they put on me just for pursuing the truth. So, I don't have this conception that intellectual success is good. I think it's just one path. It's just one way to be, and it's the way I am. That's it for tonight, boys. Much love. And I'll see you all maybe tomorrow. I'll have the Courrier du Coeur at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So maybe I'll have a show at 9 p.m. Eastern Time if I'm in good shape. Join the Patreon or the Subscribestar if you'd like to support the show. The show needs your support to keep going. Plapida says, JF, Do you remember the moment when you recognized you had above average intelligence and potential? Oh yeah, and that was extremely early. Because I can remember discussing this, and I was discussing this years after realizing it. But I was discussing this with a pianist young boy that I was friends with in secondaire one at Cap Jeunesse School in Saint Jerome. So that would put me at 12 years old, 13 years old, maybe 11 years old. And I was having the discussion about how everyone is retarded around us. And he was like, yeah, I appreciate you, JF, because let's be honest, everyone around here is retarded. They are an order of magnitude below us. And so that was a discussion. I knew then explicitly that I was more intelligent than the people around me. But if you really want to date it back, I had probably this feeling around the second or third year of elementary school, because I was constantly saying to my teacher, I don't want to go out playing with the kids. They're stupid. I want to stay with the computer. And I was getting special permission from the teacher to stay inside, to not be with the other kids. That was me at 7, 8 years old, doing GW basic programming on an Apple II computer. BOM!